Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, welcome in here on the Garden Report. John Zanis, Jimmy Toscano, Bobby Manning.
Sup?
Sup?
Jimmy Bottle.
I don't know.
Just leave it open, Jimmy.
Leave it open.
It's not going to spill.
The carbonation will stay for the duration of the show.
it goes flat that way, guys. It's
yeah, so over fun. Time, not in the next 30, 40 minutes.
Well,
oh God, we'll the producer, Tim, is begging you to stop at the bottle cap. Begging.
You know what? It's going to take a little bit more than that. But
it's begging. Not discreet.
Guys, I'm not the problem tonight. Let's get into it.
No.
They didn't lose because
you can just tell what kind of John show this is going to be right off the bat right there.
You can have these bad games, but you forget that the team, they've been playing so well that even their bad games, they'd find enough to be able to pull those out, you know, even when they had rough efforts. This Bulls team was reeling. The Celtics have been playing so well this year, you forget that this is something that they're capable of, right? It just seemed unfathomable. And, like, everyone's going to point to, well, make miss league, and they didn't hit their shots, and that's why, you know, sometimes those threes don't go down. They shot 40 freaking percent from three. So, like, I think they ended with 38, but after Tatum made that and one, they clipped over 40%. It wasn't their best shooting night, but shooting's not what killed them. They just came out and played lazy-ass garbage basketball all night. And you know me, Bobby, I'm not a defense guy in the sense of, like, I think you can kind of choose when you play defense and when not. They just chose not to at the beginning of the night, and then they basically continued to not play defense almost all of the night. They, you know, little bit of effort in the fourth there to spark it and kind of get that, you know, lead down to 7 or 8 or whatever they did. But that's it. I mean, this was a gross effort all around. This was one of their worst defensive efforts start to finish, I think, of the year.
Yeah, I think of that Grant one at the end, especially traffic cone on DeRozan. They were walking by the end of this game. So you wonder.
But they were walking at the beginning of it and most of the middle of it, too. I mean, it really was. They were just letting guys just drive right by him. They weren't challenging. They were letting Vucevic catch the ball way too low in the post without pressuring the ball on the perimeter and making the entries a little bit tougher. I mean, he had a bunch of gimmies with just guys who were 4, 5, 6 inches shorter than him and giving up 50 pounds where he's catching the ball down low there. They got banged up on the glass. There wasn't a good team effort there. This was a low energy game. They needed more energy tonight.
I think of those Caruso threes midway through too. No one there, and not the best shooter in the world, but no one in the neighborhood. And people got excited about the Cornette contest that knocked the shot down. That was really the only semblance of a big defensive play in this game. You had a, you know, decent block at one point from I forget who, but this was defense. Like, you know, you started ice cold from three to begin it, and you end up working your way back, as you said there on Twitter, John, to a decent percentage by the end of this one at 40 at one point. So offensively, you don't love this game. The reliance on the three still makes me uneasy, especially
yeah,
when that's
great.
How you're trying to work your way back into a game. Just keep launching and launching and launching. Some nights you don't have it, and you got to work your way back to the paint. And there were stretches of this game where they just didn't get to the paint. But defense was the issue, as you said. Guys flying to the rim, rebounding at times. Vucevic still an issue matchup-wise for this group, a really physically imposing center. And you never really worked your way back in this one. You made some small runs, but nothing really that felt legitimate here. And you can have a one-off here, but if we're worried about this defense, and I have been, I think, more than you two, you think of a Dallas coming up, a Sacramento, some of these offenses you're going to see on this homestand, yeah, can really score. So, yeah, it's just a one-off for now, but you hope that this defensive effort doesn't flow into the next game and the next game after that.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Did I freeze?
You can.
Am I here?
You get to say stuff too.
Oh no, I know. I just Bobby froze on my end. I'm very nervous about my connection right now. No,
you're good. Go ahead.
No, I mean I kind of agree with you, John, a little bit. I mean, this seemed like a flat game, and it's not to say the Celtics aren't capable of playing better defense. We all know that they are. I think maybe they came into this game like 6-point favorites. DeRozan's hitting threes. I think he was 3 for 3. I mean, that's not really his game, but he was huge for them in the fourth quarter. LaVine had 5 threes. I don't know if I want to blame it entirely on the Celtics in this. I mean, I thought the effort could have been there better defensively. I thought Marcus Smart was definitely off tonight. Al Horford killed them offensively. I mean, they really didn't shoot that badly at all. I mean, look at their three-pointers. Williams, 3 for 7. Jaylen, 4 for 10. Smart, 2 for 5. Tatum, 4 for 10. Brogdon, 5 for 6. Like, they were hitting shots, but Horford, 0 for 7 from 3, 0 for 9 from the field. Now, when you talk about one-offs, you have to hope that that's a one-off for him, because they really do need him with, you know, Rob still not coming back, and Luke is who he is, and, you know, they are
hey,
certainly thin at that position, no offense. But for Horford to have hopefully just a really rough one-off game, and it was kind of surprising after a couple of days off. I don't know if they just came in a little bit colder. I thought maybe they'd come in fresh legs, and that's why I'm a little disappointed because of the defense. But I wouldn't say I'm worried about it. I don't think it's. I don't think.
Well,
it's
how
a
long
roster
are you gonna say
issue.
That?
I wasn't really, because I haven't really been worried about it at all, because they've been scoring. They've been, you know, they've been winning. We're not gonna be worried about something like that when they're on a 10-game winning streak. It's if you want to pick at their flaws. Certainly that's would be at the top, but I would say that's a lot of teams in the league right now aren't where they want to be defensively. I think this is the type of game where you can now look at and say, guys, look at how easy it was for them. They were getting to the paint. They were driving down the lane with nobody like helping out. They were over helping in some cases and leaving guys wide open for threes. So I think they actually have a lot of film to look at now and say, here's all the areas we can obviously do much better in. Rob or not. And I think that they'll, you know, I'm hopeful that they'll be able to come back from that one and put a little bit of a stronger effort in. I think going home is going to be huge. What is it? 6 straight at home now.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's, you know, you got to take care of the home court there. But yeah, they've got some good teams coming in that can get hot quick. I think that there are some opposing players on those teams that they'll, you know, the calendar's circled and they'll actually make a point to show for. I'm not sure if the Bulls do it to them that way.
Could have been a letdown game, especially, yeah, like you said, the tail end of a road trip. So we'll see what happens there. But I've had my eyes on that defense, because there's some concerning stats there. And you think of the biggest difference from last year to this year, it's the forced turnovers. And going into the fourth, they'd only forced 7 Bulls turnovers. They're dead last, right down there with Washington. They were in a tie for a little while, but Washington jumped ahead of them in turnovers, and now their Celtics are dead last in forcing turnovers, which is super weird when you consider they were second last year. They were as disruptive as anybody in the league a year ago, and only 11 tonight.
Why do you think
12.
That is?
I think it's a scheme to some degree. You're switching a little bit less. You're dropping. I think you're letting guys get into jump shots much easier. You're kind of waiting for things to come to you rather than forcing the issue on the perimeter. And listen, I want them taking a bunch of risks trying to chase steals, but they've said all year, like, they want to start picking offensive players up a little bit higher. I think they've started to do that a little better, but overall, I feel like they wait for things to come to them defensively rather than forcing the issue, switching aggressively, really getting out on guys and being disruptive on the perimeter. It's kind of startling how, like, I'd say unforceful they look defensively. Like, there's stretches where they play good on that end. But remember last year, and I'm not even talking about the blocks and everything, because that's a product of Rob not being there. But they'd be just stripping guys at the top, jumping passing lanes. Like, they'd be everywhere. John always says they looked like six guys were out there. Now it's, they just look average on that end to me.
All right, the Garden Report, as always, is brought to you by our exclusive wagering partner, Bet Online. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs, from football and basketball this season. You will always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. Always your continued source for sports wagering information. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf games and events. So head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. It's a terrific deal. Just use that promo code CLNS50 again. BetOnline.ag, you get a 50% welcome bonus with your initial deposit. Use that promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Well, the difference is last year in the second half of the season, they were winning games because of their defense. Their defense was translating to what they could do in the offensive end. This year, they're relying on, like you had talked about, the three-pointer. Was it 53-point attempts tonight? And again, they, you know, shot just under 40%. They're not going to just change their you know, mentality on that end. But I think now they're not playing defense to get offense. They're scoring. They're getting back on defense more so, right? And they're setting up on the defensive end, but they're not necessarily using defense as a means to.
Yeah, they're not a great transition team statistically. Like, they have their moments, but they're pretty average in that category too. Especially as, like, if you're not getting a lot of turnovers, you're not getting a lot of transition.
Right. John, you good?
Yeah. My power cable just wasn't connecting, and I was about to run out of juice, so I just had to, like, keep jiggling it and make sure that it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep jiggling it.
Just gotta jiggle it.
It's good now?
Yeah. My computer just needed more energy.
Yeah, perfect. We were just criticizing Bobby had mentioned how the turnovers are one of the last in the league in forcing turnovers. And why is that this year compared to last year, when it was kind of like they kind of relied on turnovers and in-your-face defense to win these games second half of the season?
They're bored.
You think they just drop from second to 29th because they're bored?
They're bored. They're lazy. They're good.
That's kind of what I said. Is that they don't need their defense to translate into offense right now. They're just that good in and of itself. Where they'll score, they'll just get back on defense and set up. They're not playing that in-your-face transition style defense to offensive basketball. They haven't needed to. Now,
well, yeah,
this is the type of game where they might find some flaws, yeah.
To your credit, John, they did turn it up against the Thunder and force those 15 steals in that game when they got behind. Yeah. You saw that burst to start the fourth quarter tonight defensively, so – there's a case for that, I guess. But it's got to – I just think a drop-off from second to 29th has to do with more with effort.
Maybe. I mean, I just think it's not just not what they're doing right now. You know, like, I've made excuses for them. It's an 82-game season. They know they're good. They're winning different ways. Those ways require – focus, but less overall, like, in your face, you know, effort as they were giving last year. And I think they've fallen in love with that, which is like, let's just freaking run teams out of the building. This is fun. And that's great.
That's how you end up shooting 53s in a game too, right?
And then it gets contagious. Cause like, it's like, I'll just kind of keep jacking these. They go in. Right. And that's what they did.
And they got away. I can't wait to see the numbers tomorrow. We've talked about with the threes, how a lot of them are coming in catch and shoot situations. I feel like they were spotting up and just
they had some awful. Not just pick on Marcus. He only had 5 attempts, but he had a couple, like 3 straight that were just with people in his face, just not necessary on an offensive rebound, kicked back out early in the clock. Just these horrible shots. They had a lot of ones where they just kind of pulled it up and jacked it. And then it just killed you that every time they swung it to Horford for an open 3 in the corner, he just missed them all. So it just looked really grisly. But again, the numbers are still there. Ultimately, they shot better from 3 than they did from 2 on the night. And it was a – The threes worked for them, but they played no defense. You can't have a slightly off night and play zero defense against a team, against a decent team, and win. You know, up until this point, the offense was just covering for, covering for, the defense that they weren't playing for four quarters. But they didn't play defense at all at any point tonight, at no point. So they eat it. You know, and it's fine. You got to eat a couple of these. You got to get humble. Yeah. But I want to get into, I want to talk a little bit about some of the individual performances. Tatum and Brown were Tatum and Brown. Again, too many friggin' turnovers. You know, too many flashes of last year's version of these guys. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy stuff. Not forced, just bad, sloppy, puking the ball out of their hands sort of turnovers. Bad passes, Jaylen jumping up and spinning to nowhere. Tatum, miserable drive and just try to pass into the corner and just rolled it out of bounds. I mean, just
I didn't like their defense either.
Yeah, neither. Jaylen was brutal on defense. Tatum's not his best overall game. So they did not have great games. They had games that kind of made you flashback a little bit to – but, again, you still look at the numbers and they were fine. They had slightly off nights. The one that really stands out, and I think we've had a lot of it in the chat already, was Marcus on his return. I know we're going to put him under the microscope now because he revealed at shoot-around or recently that, like, that ankle thing is an issue. He's going to have to start and stop. And I know, Bobby, we talked about it last game. He told you about it in the offseason. This isn't great. He looked like a limited person tonight.
I don't understand. So this goes back to the East
after
Finals
playing
injury?
A stretch of what I thought was his best basketball of the year. He went 5, 6, 7 games. He looked amazing, and then this thing kind of flared up. So I'm not into the whole. I know the chat's like Marcus is washed. Get him out of here. I hate this guy. I'm not
what?
There.
Yeah. Where's that coming from? The last show I was on was it? Last one, less than a week ago, I said it was like the best fourth quarter of his like freaking career. It looked like
he had some of the best games of his career. Yeah,
so everyone slow down.
The injury definitely worries me a little, and I don't understand bringing him back and playing him as much as you did, and having Derek White was coming off.
That
didn't
make sense.
He's coming off a great game, his best game in of his life, and he played 17 minutes. I don't understand it.
And Smart laboring is playing 35.
Smart's laboring. Well, that makes no sense. 35. He's on the floor. He's having a tough time picking himself up. He's not moving well. He's not playing great defense. He did do a great job with the ball in his hands. And Derek White played 17 freaking minutes. I don't understand that tonight.
This day in history, Bobby. This day in history, John demanding more Derek White minutes. Remember this.
I need Derek
he
White.
He loves White.
He's always been saying we need more Derek White out there.
If there's one guy who's had his back since the beginning.
I'm surprised he wasn't asking for Richardson and Romeo. Yeah.
I call it how I see it, my man.
That's a fact. And then you're right tonight. And listen, you can't have it both ways. Like Marcus Smart can't say that. Oh, the anchors bother me, and then play 35 shit minutes. Missoula's got to be on the same page as him. Why would he be playing that many minutes if that is affecting him? And obviously, if you think Marcus Smart didn't look like himself tonight, the ankle must have had, you would imagine, some negative effect. So why isn't White playing more minutes? I mean, I don't know how many minutes Brogdon
finished.
Richard
was DMP.
That's the other guy. Where's Sparky?
He played 4 minutes on Friday. We were so confused even after a win. And then a DNP here again. Smart's easing his way back in. That's he needs those nights off. He's got he's at shoot around saying we're gonna have to manage this and take it 35 minutes. And not only that, they really ran these guys into the fourth. You play Horford 35. 30.
Jaylen's 38. Tatum 30. Every starter's 35 plus in a freaking blowout.
It was a blowout, but it wasn't a blowout. I mean, they were 8
with
points.
With 3 minutes
eight
to go,
points,
I thought it
eight,
was
I mean,
over.
They got it to 8 points like 10 different times, it felt like, and DeRozan or whoever would just freaking come back and put another dagger in them. So I can understand why the minutes crept up a little bit, but yeah, I mean, you probably could have gone elsewhere at other points in the game and tried to see what would work.
Especially when you're getting that kind of defensive effort from the regulars.
Right.
And you got a great Brogdon game too. So I don't know.
That's the thing. You got
Brogdon
a great Brogdon
really
game.
Good in the fourth. So that's encouraging. He didn't look great for his first couple games back. Smart. You'll give him that in his first game back, I guess. Hopefully he's where Brogdon is a couple games from now. But like I said, it's not going to get easier defensively over the next couple games here.
So let's not.
What about Hauser? Even Hauser, though, like 12 minutes, yeah. Two shots.
So let's not go doomsday. But this is a thing I alluded to last time is I've been pinching myself every day. Like, is this real? Is this really happening with the bench coming out and killing people and scoring, you know, when you're getting the Pritchard minutes, the Cornette minutes, the Hauser minutes, Hauser, the best plus minus on the planet. Oh my goodness. You know, like all of this stuff. And then I'm like, and everyone's like, you know, I was a little reluctant to buy into the, they're much, much deeper than we're giving them credit for. And again, I keep saying it. I'm like, who were these guys? It's the same guys last year. We've seen these guys. Like, either they were so good and we kept them in bubble wrap for no reason last year, or something's amiss right now. Like, it's hard to believe that they were coming out and just destroying people with these second units that had Hauser in it and Derek White and Cornette and stuff like that. And then the last couple of games, you're kind of seeing some chinks in the armor here, you know, with that second unit pulling the minutes back a little bit, not as effective as they were, you know. So that does worry me a little bit because I don't know. I was always worried how sustainable that is. You're looking at long-term stuff. The two things that worry me a little bit, Al Horford playing the type of minutes that he's playing and just getting banged up. You got to pull him back. You got to reduce him, even if it's going to cost you a little bit. You can't play new. If Luke's your only big, you can't just play him six friggin' minutes and play Al 35 and just keep running him into the ground. Can't do that every single night while waiting for Rob to come back. And hopefully, as Sherrod said, it's sooner than later. And the bench stuff, just like I said, is I don't know how sustainable it is for those guys to play at the level they were playing the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not sustainable. The bench production was pretty damn good for a bit. I don't know how sustainable that could be on a bench-wide basis. I still expect a guy like Brogdon to be, you know, productive and
white. Well, you think that would build more trust, and it feels like Mazzulla's actually cut it down the last couple games here, going back to that New Orleans one, whether it's Pritchard, Cornette has certainly seen a little bit of a reduction here over the last couple, and Hauser felt like they really want to get him rolling there early in the fourth. They had a couple of rotations where he was out there and active and stuff, but they didn't find him, as you said, Jimmy. And then defensively, I know we keep saying, oh, it's pretty remarkable what he's doing out there. Teams do go at him, and tonight I felt like it cracked a little bit, and they were able to get through him and score pretty easily inside when they took him in there. So this is a tough game. I've said Chicago has a great bench. I really like a lot of the guys they bring off there. And Drummond was back for this one. Kobe White was back for this one. Those were guys that were out last time they played them. And they both ended up having, you know, okay games. But it's just more depth for Chicago to go to. Javonte Green, 3-3. Patrick Williams, how bad was he in Boston? And
horrible.
Now he's shooting fadeaways over Tatum in crunch time.
He was horrible. He looks great now. Yeah.
Terrible.
Terrible. Really terrible.
Yeah.
And so you got Zach LaVine on one of his good nights, too. It was 1-14 the other night, benched late, and now he scores 9 in the fourth and closes it out. So yeah. He was himself. He had that crazy dunk, too, blown by Smart.
That was nice.
Yeah, I know, but it's like
Caruso.
The whole Zach
LaVine. This is the thing, though.
Zach
LaVine, if you run
on one of his good nights, he's been a friggin' all-star two straight years. Like, he's been a very, very, very good player. He's just had a rough-ish start to this year. But, I mean, it's not like he's trash, Bobby. You're completely discounting Zach LaVine, who's played an insane
high level.
I'm just talking this season. Incredibly efficient player and scorer the last couple of seasons. So, he's only played 12 games this year. I mean, it's
Yeah, he can do that. And DeRozan, you know what he's capable of. So if you play this team in the playoffs, are you just going to kind of throw your hands up and be like, all right, they're hitting a lot of shots. They're hitting mid-rangers. They're giving us trouble defensively. Because this is where I'm going to go at Mazzulla a little bit, because we know the strategy they've played with this year. They're dropping. They're allowing all these mid-rangers. And they've actually, you know, the mid-range percentage came down a little bit there for a while. To like 44 from 47 against them this year. But over this win streak, teams have been shooting like close to 46% from mid-range through this stretch. So you run into a team like Chicago that loves that shot, Cleveland. But you're just going to sit there and throw your hands up?
We went, yeah, that's the thing, though. We went over this in the early part of the year when they were kind of struggling there, was they kept telling us, and a lot of people were looking at it and saying the same thing, these are the shots the Celtics are trying to make teams take, and they'll live and die by that. You run into teams that have guys like DeRozan where that's where they feast. Obviously, you might want to tweak that a little bit, but I mean, you're trying to defend the three-point line in the paint, and the numbers said that they were doing that pretty well, but you know, you're going to give up those mid-range shots, and if teams typically average 38%, 39% on those shots, they're shooting 46, 47. That's kind of bad luck rather than bad defense, isn't it?
It's a little bit of both, but on a night like this, you know you're coming in against a team.
Well, they got blown by a lot straight to the rack, so it wasn't all of the mid-range stuff. I mean, they didn't defend the paint very well at all. They
did defend the rim pretty poorly, too.
They did not defend the rim tonight, so that, I think that's more the difference in the mid-range stuff, even when teams shoot, you know, are shooting, you know, at a decent clip there. Again, you want to give those shots. I mean, that's what they're trying to do with their defense.
Yeah, and you're good with that in the aggregate, but that's my – yep. They're going really deep into this, you know, and we talk about analytics. Looks good. It's going to be great for them over the course of the season because they do it so well. But you get in the wrong matchup in the playoffs. It's just those few games where a few swings in the shooting percentage can really change things. And all of these threes, all of these mid-rangers you're giving up, like, they're going – I don't think we, like, give enough credit to the fact that they're, like, they're the Rockets this year. Remember that Rockets run from, like – yeah. The Harden years from 16, 18 or whatever it was. Those are the kind of 3-point totals they're putting up. That's the kind of defense they're playing. So it's really like an all or nothing approach where they better miss those mid-rangers and we better make those threes. And that's going to be the formula here. And maybe the formula is a little different when Rob gets back. Maybe they're able to play as versatile as they did last year. We had that conversation on Friday, but this is the downside to that approach is one off night. A few off nights in the playoffs could really swing things.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Again, they'd won 9 in a row. We saw some things we haven't liked during a few of those wins. But they're winning them, which, again, there's versions of this team in the past that would have a bunch of stuff go wrong and that would cost them games. So they've found their way out of a few jams, during this streak where they didn't necessarily do everything that they wanted to do or the effort wasn't there start to finish. Tonight was just one of those where they were disengaged almost the entire night, like just sleepwalking. It was really weird. But
this has happened 3 times against Chicago.
Yeah, but they were really – they looked like they were absolutely just walking – like walking dead out there. It was a bad start to the game.
I mean, the first quarter was just turnover, 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 right? I mean, it was forcing things, sloppiness. You start off on that type of a note, and it felt like the beginning of like last season. You know, you're just trying to claw back into the game the rest of the way. You can't take an entire quarter off or a half off and expect to just, you know, snap out of it. And you know, and we know now that Mizzou is going to let them just sleepwalk as long as they until they wake up mid game. I guess he's not going to call the timeout. I guess that's his strategy that we
found out recently. Not gonna do it. Yeah,
Joe said they were the more desperate and hungry team tonight, Chicago.
That's for sure. That's his
best. Hold on, I'm getting messages through Discord.
Okay, that is. You're going to get teams. Listen, if you're the Celtics now, you're the team with the target on their back.
Oh, a comm subscription. That's what I got. Wow. Someone sent me a comm subscription receipt for a T-shirt.
No surprise, that came tonight.
That's great. All right, you know what? So we'll take a little pause and we'll do a little bit of our Calm situation because we do want to tell you about our sponsors and Calm being one of them, one of the ones that we love. They've been with us probably the longest. And by now, if you've watched the show, you know a lot about Calm.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, for me, you know, it kind of helps me wind down. End of the night, Jimmy can't live without it. It's his favorite thing.
Yeah, had it on last night. Meditation.
So we've partnered with Calm. It's the number one mental wellness app. It gives you the tools to improve the way you feel. You can reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations, improve your focus with curated music tracks, rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults, even new daily movement sessions. Best thing about this, if you go to calm.com/garden, you get a whopping 40% off the premium subscription, which means you have access to the entire library And it's updated with new content every single week, so they keep refreshing it. It's really great. 100 million people around the world currently use Calm. You should be one of them too. So again, calm.com/garden, exclusive offer here only on the Garden Report, 40% off premium subscription, calm.com/garden. Go get that, and we will also send you a phenomenal t-shirt, which we have made, and it's heading out the door. Send me your receipt.
Do you have them?
Yep, we do.
Let's see it.
We ordered them. I don't have it. I didn't get one.
I thought you might have one.
No, as soon as I get it, I'm wearing it nonstop. Every
day. I'll be wearing them.
Every day.
New sleep
story. One other thing I want to say. Yeah. Another thing I want to say, and most of you guys know this in the chat, community guidelines, standards, just be nice to each other. Everybody keep it chill. No name calling, no mean stuff. Be respectful of one another in the chat. Be respectful of your wonderful hosts here. You can say anything you want about me, but don't you dare say anything about Jimmy or Bobby.
No, I have thick skin. I've heard it all by now. Last guy called us all idiots. Remember that?
But yeah, that happens. Keep it civil. Try to keep the insults to a minimum. And also, you can always take the chat over to our Discord server, clnsmedia.com/Discord. Same rules apply there. That is for friendly, polite, spirited, fun conversation. Don't go in there and start yelling at each other and being mad.
Don't say the hosts are on substances on the air.
Yeah. Well, you can say
that. None of that.
You can say that. We all know who we're talking about.
Discord's a good spot, man. Discord's fun.
It's a good spot. So Joe Sway's in Chicago. Joe Sway's in Chicago. We'll get to him in a little bit.
Joe Sway.
Yeah.
We need the pizza report.
Oh, true. Chicago pizza. I've never had deep dish Chicago pizza.
We've had this conversation, though.
We had it when back in April when we were talking, should we avoid the Nets?
I still haven't had it, so.
It's fine. You should get it when you go there. You've never been to Uno's?
I've been at Uno's, I guess, but I mean, are we really going to count that?
No, but you've had the style of pizza.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been to Uno's. That's like back when I was probably in grade school or something.
Nobody goes to Uno's, but
I know what it is. But I haven't been to Chicago.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's like lasagna or something.
It's gross. It's not
the one I had was really good. I didn't expect to like it.
It's like a biscuit, you know. It's like a.
What's wrong with a biscuit?
Is it soft?
Somebody put casserole. It's just a thick piece of sludge. Yeah, it's
you gotta find the right one, I think.
No, I've went to three of the best ones and did a taste test last time I was there. It's all the same shit. I hate it. I hate it.
I think we had a couple.
This is a $10 suggestion.
We got a super chat, by the way. Thank you for those. Money is distributed to the hosts. It helps us get Joe Sway better Wi-Fi, Bobby better bucket hats, Jimmy a bunch of seltzers to stay hydrated.
Actually, these just keep piling up here.
I got my eye on that bucket. I bring them up and I don't
bring them down.
That World Cup video was insane. I couldn't believe when I saw that. I was like, "Oh my god!"
That's a good looking bucket hat. I'm gonna have to.
That was awesome.
That was
funny.
So tell Luke to hit the weights.
Will do.
All BS aside, Bobby, tell Luke to hit the weights. Please come on now. Please come on. How are you? 7 feet and plays like the blue man in Space Jam. Ouch. Ooh. SMH. How long are we gonna keep Blake? He looks so beat up. It's sad he can't move. Wow. Ricochet shot it. Blake
is legit. Yeah, that business. Thank you for the thank you.
Do you think
the
they expected when they signed Blake that he would just never be able to play?
Yes.
All right. If that's what they expected,
I don't know if that was just Tatum being like, "Yo, I like Blake. I want him to be on the team."
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. You had to know what you were getting. You played them in the first round.
Yeah, that's true.
That is.
A little the veteran leadership,
little situation there. Audio, are you twisting things, Jimmy?
I might have been.
Keep your hands to yourself. The microphone picks things up.
All right.
Wait, I just realized now he had like four bottles in his arms. You need that many bottles?
I just explained it. I just don't bring them down sometimes. I come up, I finish one off, or there's a little bit left. It's up here. There's a lot of I gotta bring some down now that I realized it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't anyway, what you heard. That was not what you heard. That was
why do you think Luke played a little less in this game if we're going to go to...
I always wonder, but I always think the matchups I think he doesn't work against is the ones with when there's true beef on the other side.
Like Drummond?
Well, I mean, even that or Vucevic, just a guy who's going to bully him down low. I just don't think those are his matchups. I think with the bigs that tend to float, maybe go a little away from the basket, aren't as physical. I think he can play in those games a little more. We've seen those on-offs. We've seen the nights where it's like, that's not his matchup. That might be more his matchup. So I'm not really sure. But, I mean, again, I don't really know. I don't really know when they decide to go with him and what and when not. I don't really know what Joe's trying to do sometimes, not in a bad way. I still think he's working through some rotations and, he does have to figure out a way to kind of reduce some minutes along the way, but I don't know that he's kind of figured out, with whom to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rotation stuff can sometimes be, when you're in the heat of the moment, in the middle of the game, you're just riding with who you think's going to get you where you need to go. We got another super chat earlier. I don't know if you missed it, John. It was for, it was about another big man tonight. We might as well, since we're talking about it? Beef down low.
Beef.
Horford's another guy that he's not going to bang with Drummond and those guys. He's a 3-point shooter now. That's what he is.
I thought they put Grant wasn't much of one tonight.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take that off. That was an accident.
I thought they put Grant on those guys for a couple.
Yeah, you can put it back up, Jimmy, since we're talking about it.
Yeah, I think I've seen them try to stash Horford on some of the wing shooters at times this year. I'll have to go back and take a look at this one a little deeper, but it felt like at times they tried to put Grant on some of those bangers inside, as you said, John, and didn't go well. Like, that's not a position he's played in recent years, and when he has to switch in there and guard a Vucevic and a Drummond, it's a little more challenging.
He can bang with them. He's just not tall enough, and he can't jump, and so they
Fooch specifically shot over him, and that guy shoots
right over the top. Yeah,
they don't have an answer for him.
He still only had 12 points.
Yeah, and they were timely buckets. Like, it's just everything kind of hit and stopped their comebacks. Whether it was the turnovers, whether it was a key basket inside, like everything just kind of piled up on itself in this one. And in the end, what'd they shoot from three? Did they knock the lights out from deep? 48.3%. So yeah, that's high for them.
They were 52-48, so they shot pretty well all night.
Just again, a little bit of this could have been just one of those weird nights. And you've had a few of them against them. Like, we've talked about a bunch of different stuff about why this didn't go their way in this one. It's definitely possible that this was just that weird night like Detroit last year. Remember that Indiana game last year where they were just nailing everything? So you'll have those, even in like the best stretch we've ever seen them play, that 22 or 25 stretch last year. Again, you're going to know because Dallas is coming in the door, Sacramento. Like, those are two teams that if you're lapsing at all right now, and this is going to be something that extends a little bit, you're going to lose three straight here to those teams the way they're playing.
This was funny. Slight broadcast aside, the broadcast was funny tonight, but Scal was losing his mind. The Cornette contest. He's like, no one's ever scored. No one's ever scored. Guys, I texted you right after someone scored on it, and he just kept talking. He's like, it's never happened. I think it happened twice tonight, but it certainly happened one time. It was a corner three, and he did his little contest in the ball.
I've seen it not work before, yes.
Yeah, it definitely has not worked.
It's like, it's 100, but you block the hole. They did a graphic, and they showed what it looks like, and then they extended it with one of those – wacky inflatable tube guys outside the car dealership.
That was funny.
but they made it like 10 inches, like a foot taller. Like, yeah, if you put that guy up there, it would block.
Why didn't they have Taco doing that back in the day?
It doesn't block
because
the
it's
rim.
Preposterous. That's
from
why.
That distance, it does not block the guy's view of the rim. It's insane.
Right. Think about how much smaller your hands are the farther away you are from him.
It depends how big your hands are. What's Luke's measurement?
Well, you're the hand guy. You tell us.
That is. We got a hand guy. We got a hand specialist.
You're the hand guy here, yeah. You should know that already.
Yeah. I never loved that move. I don't think it matters. Like, it's not something that you're going to say, this is like the secret to basketball that they've unlocked. And I don't think it's something that kills them, although you can sneak in past them again, offensive rebound if he does that. So I don't if tall guys have played basketball before, and this is just something that hasn't been done. Like this, no one could, no one figured this out before. This
because it's not a real thing.
Yeah, I don't, I don't.
It's not a real thing. It's silly.
It's a little silly.
There's no science behind it.
There's no sign when the ball doesn't go in, it just happens to not go in. It's like me doing this, you know, and like, caused the shot not to go in.
The guys on the bench,
it's just a distraction.
At some point, Luke will jump and they'll
boogie,
just
boogie,
pass.
Boogie.
It'll
you know,
be a
like,
pass instead.
I don't
it'll
know why we're talking about it. Like, air. It's the thing.
Oh my God, Scal.
It's like, hold on, everybody, change your seats. Change where you're sitting. They've never lost when I sit in this chair. It's like, right.
Wear that funny hat.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nothing to it. But it's such
it
a thing that Scal
and,
would love. It's so
it went on Shaqt and a Fool. It went on Shaqt and a Fool when it worked. It was so goofy. It.
Oh my God. So yeah, this was a funny broadcast. You would have thought listening to the broadcast that they were winning like comfortably, you know, like it's just like, they were never talking about the fact that like, they're just giving up layups and down 19
By
points.
The way, on that play where it worked and they, like he actually got a hand on a ball. I don't know if it was a pass or a shot, whatever happened there where he deflected it. He was getting way out. He wasn't standing under the basket leaping up. He was actually getting out to the perimeter and contesting
exactly.
a little bit.
I tried that. That's better. Fly out there. And really. Why don't you go all the way, Luke? Go for it, okay?
Right. And that's a tough position for him to be in, but I'm glad he's starting to do that a little bit more. The thing at the basket, like, come on.
Yeah. Throwing out another super chat here. Thank you very much. This was an interesting one. We all saw that video. Dwight shooting friggin' 10 threes, knocking down threes.
Oh, are we really going to do this?
Let me ask you a question.
It's Dwight or Luke.
What's the competition right now?
I'm taking
China,
Luke.
Like?
Of course you are.
No, it's Dwight or Blake, according to this guy.
Dwight's clearly been blackballed for something, like just for being a dick, I guess, right? Like people just don't like him.
He didn't play good last year. I mean, Cousins is out of the league.
He's not good, but you're telling me, like, he's out of the league.
Well, look at all the guys that are out of the league.
When you bring him onto your team, everyone's like, ugh, this dude just chafes me. Like, that's what I
hope.
That's why I think he's not in the league, because everyone's like, this guy's such a freaking drag, man. and that's it.
Well, oh, God, Dwight's coming.
Look at the
free agent market right now. It's
Dwight's
Dwight.
Going to dinner.
This guy is just it's just bad energy.
It's Dwight. It's Tristan.
Get a word in.
Cousins. Who else is out there for science? Derek Favors. Everyone thought he might get scooped right up. He's still out there, right? So
remember,
these one-dimensional centers are just kind of sitting out there.
It's like these guys who you say you want to trade for year after year after year after year. Then their name pops up and you're like, ooh, Derek Favors. And you realize it was 7 years ago that you wanted him. You know, they're so far past any sort of like utility.
This sport, like, I don't know. You follow all the sports so closely, John. Like, is there another sport where you just get a name? This happened with Whiteside, right? Like, even if you just have a good week, we did it with Moses Brown off one half. You get a name, that name gets in your head, maybe off like the couple minutes you've seen them or the years where they were great, and then it just never goes away. It could be 7 years later.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
still talking about Jonas Gray, you know? Like, you know, like, NFL has a lot of those.
So is Jonas
wonders.
Gray.
Yeah, but no one's saying, why don't the Pats pick up Gray?
No, but you do that with a lot of guys. You're recycling names, you know, over and over and over and over again. Like Adrian Peterson, like retired and unretired like 50 times, you know? Like,
I feel like I don't hear people say the Pats got to go get Peterson.
They don't. No. They just keep coming up there. But it's
basketball
like
basketball is more of that for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in basketball.
But what's the competition like in China right now? I mean,
Taiwan, not even China.
Okay, well then what's it like in Taiwan right now?
Not great.
It can't be like,
like
good for Dwight, but I'm just picturing him standing there like just bigger and better than everybody else and just doing whatever he wants. Like
it was pathetic. It was so, he was really moving so slow and people were just letting him walk by them.
I'm just picturing like people hanging onto his legs as he just drives to the hoop. Like,
tacos out there, Dom.
As Dimitri put it, plumbers.
Plumbers, you know?
This is This is a pretty good one right here.
No offense to plumbers, they're just not basketball players.
Good joke.
Okay, okay.
Got it.
Okay.
I get it. Star Wars.
I get it. Yeah, Star Trek. I love Lord of the Rings.
Star
I'm just
Trek.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, good for
Where's
Dwight.
Where's that guy, Joe Sway? We need him right now.
Well, he's waiting for Tatum.
Everyone's always waiting for Tatum. All right, we'll tell you about one more sponsor because why not? We've got Athletic Greens as well. We got a third sponsor coming on next week, guys. So you guys gotta start buying shit.
That's right.
We're filling up. But anyway, Athletic Greens, you know about it by now. Number one daily nutritional supplements used by like a zillion people all over the world. We all use it here on the Garden Report. Just knock it back early in the morning. 75 vitamins and minerals,
That's
one
it.
Scoop, put
down
it in a cup of water, down the hatch. I suggest a little bit of lemon juice with it.
Oh, all right.
That's what I do.
Really?
I had a little dash of lemon, and I like that.
You're bougie. I honestly, just water. It's all it takes.
Yeah, and that's it. Knock it back.
You could probably toss it in some yogurt, even. You know,
you could. The idea is to have it on an empty stomach, I think, earlier in the day. So the easiest thing to do is with water, but it's so freaking easy. And again, it's lifestyle friendly, you know, diet friendly. It doesn't matter what type of diet you're on. This fits with it. There's no chemicals, no GMOs, no nasty artificial stuff. Supports better sleep quality and recovery, mental clarity, alertness.
Yeah.
As far as the science goes, it's one of the highest rated products through third party testing. Thousands and thousands of celebrity endorsements, athletes, healthcare professionals. So again, time to reclaim your health, arm your immune system, convenient daily nutrition, one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements. So look out for your health. To make it easy, we here at the Garden Report, along with Athletic Greens, are going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go right there, athleticgreens.com/garden, for a free 1-year supply vitamin D, free travel packs with your first purchase, and unlock your health once and for all. Go ahead, Jimmy. You got something?
Yeah, I want to say one thing. Yeah, we are on the brink of the unhealthiest time of the year, folks. We are coming right up on things.
What's that have to do with anything?
Weather aside, Bobby, let's just keep it on here for a second.
Oh, you're talking like eating.
No, yeah.
You get sick too in the weather.
Yeah, that's what old people think. Can we stay on point?
Yeah, old people think that you get sick in the weather. You actually get sick by staying inside, believe it or not. But let me just say this. We're entering the unhealthiest time of the year diet-wise, Bobby. So what that means is you're out. You know, you're eating a bunch of crap this week, obviously, Thanksgiving, sides, everything else. But then it's like now the Christmas parties are here, the work parties, the pies, the out late, you know, a couple extra drinks. Here comes the eggnog all of a sudden. It's January 1, and you don't want to be the guy in January 1 being like, I'm on the gym, I gotta do the New Year's resolution, I gotta go to the gym because I just put on 25 pounds and I'm in the unhealthiest shape I've ever been. Grab AG1. Mix it into your diet. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to keep you a little bit more active. It'll allow you to maybe stay out a little bit later, or allow you to have that extra slice of pie, if, as long as you're getting your nutrients and you're getting, you know, your vitamins and everything like that. So just a little extra thing to think about with the holidays upon us here.
That's a pro tip too. Start your diet or whatever it is that you're going to do in November.
Right.
And
before Thanksgiving?
Yes. And smash into Thanksgiving with it. You have one meal, but then you get right back on the horse.
Okay.
And you continue through the holidays. If you wait, it gets away from you like crazy. The last couple of years when I've like readjusted myself, I've started it like in, you know, late October, early November. And I was like, I'm smashing through the holidays with like a healthy mindset. So you're not, like I said, Jimmy said, getting
just
to January 1
just,
and you're like,
it's too cold and you're just miserable.
Yeah, it's gross. So definitely not. Anyway, like I said, we're waiting on Joe Sway here. A couple other interesting things we could talk about from the week, but I'm gonna pass on one of them. But Neesmith was something that was interesting that everybody's freaking out about. I don't give a crap. The guy's shooting freaking 29% for three. The poor dude falling on his ass though with the water was, as we all the most niche thing we've himself. Ever seen.
He literally almost blew out
Romeo.
Romeo.
I'm glad we talked really a couple. And I'm glad to see him playing solid at times out there. They're a good team, and he's in the rotation. So good for him. But, man, a couple of years ago when we were like, oh, play these young guys, give them a chance, just roll with these guys, it wouldn't have gone anywhere with them specifically. Now, I see Bol Bol getting thrown around the chat. That's the tricky thing because it's all about that opportunity, right, John? Like, we know Neesmith and Langford.
I didn't understand tossing away Bol Bol. He made so little money. That was so dumb. Did you have to? You couldn't have found somewhere else?
Yeah, that was...
You might have been able to, looking back.
That was such a weird throwaway.
It would have been fun for a second.
And I know I was dead wrong about, like, Mo Brown, but it's, like, kind of the same way. I was like, it's a seven-footer that could play, like, rotational minutes, and he makes nothing. Why would you just lump him into a trade? Get rid of garbage in trades when you're just trying to match salary. Anybody who has a 5% chance of helping you, if they make that little money, it's freaking gold, you know? Couple million bucks... And then, you know, again, this is a guy with some upside. I didn't really understand that at all.
Well, the thinking was that was going to get them out of the tax with the other moves that they made. But if you won the championship, which they were obviously right there, the Brown bump there would have pushed them over the tax anyway. So it wouldn't have mattered if Bol was still there.
Exactly.
It was probably a mistake. But does he play here? I don't know. He obviously can play all day in Orlando. You can play 30 minutes down there. So it's always a tricky thing with these young guys. It's like, do you have opportunity? John. Are you fitting what they're doing? I'm thrilled he's in Orlando doing this because, man, is he fun.
Johnny rocks. Yeah. Johnny on the rocks. We could hear that sip that you just took.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We hear the ice bumping around in that glass.
Clink, clink. What did Bol Bol do tonight? He started.
Probably something ridiculous.
No. But he started, played 27 minutes, did not have a terrific statistical game. 4 of 11, 9 points, 9 rebounds. But, I mean, it's again.
How many Cornette blocks?
How many Cornette contests did he have? 7.
Can he do that? I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. Trust me, he can. Literally anybody can.
I loved how Rob was a full endorser of that when we talked to him in New York. He was like, "That works. That shit works."
Just pumping Luke's tires. So like, yeah, funny. good game, Luke. A lot of good jumping around.
You know what I noticed? Speaking of jumping around, you know what I noticed people stopped doing the last couple of years? The blocking shots after the whistle.
Oh, like above the rim?
Yeah, which was one of the
KG special.
The KG special, but the dumbest freaking thing because it just tires you out. Like, you got to save your hops, dude. I think somewhere some coaches were like, guys, stop doing that. That's so freaking dumb. You're just wearing yourselves out.
Save it for the Cornette contest.
Save it for the Cornette contest. You're going to need all your ups there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see
for
much
the Cornette contest. We got two games coming up this week. What do we got? Wednesday, Dallas. That's always fun. A Luka special. That's been, you know, a freaking nightmare for Celtics fans, how that's gone.
John, I'll put you on the spot. Tatum or Luka right now?
Luka.
Okay. Bobby?
Was that hard?
No, but I knew you were going to say that because I know you're a huge Luka guy, but I think a lot of people are slowly coming around on Tatum.
I probably would have said the same last year, and I think I've probably shifted into this year. You know, I love defense, man. He's just still so bad on defense, John. He's going to have to change that if he's going to win a championship.
Nope. He's just going to be the most impactful offensive player by freaking miles. He literally is like responsible for like 80% of their buckets. Like, he's just everything runs through him. He's just he's a freaking assassin on his own. I mean, he does it everywhere. Look at his post up numbers for goodness sakes. Everything he does, he's freaking deadly, and he can do it on anybody at any time. And yeah, sure, there are nights that just stuff doesn't drop for him. He gets what he wants when he wants it. He gets where he wants to go. Total control, great vision. Just offensively, he's so different than anybody else. He just impacts literally every possession, every possession. I don't think there's anybody close to him in that regard.
He can get his shots off better than Tatum can at this point. That isn't to say that Tatum hasn't improved in that department.
Tatum's gone huge steps, and the defense keeps him in that conversation. That's true. No doubt about it.
Right.
Wednesday's going to be so fun. Those two going back and forth was amazing last year on KG night. Luka's unstoppable. I don't even know who they're going to throw on him the way they're playing defense right now across the board. So that's a huge challenge. They're a pick-and-roll machine when Wood's on the court. They don't play him enough. That duo's just been unstoppable. But Jason Kidd's the one who holds Wood back to some degree because he doesn't defend. They're a great defense, too, under him. That's going to be a huge test. Like I said, if they play anywhere close to what they did in this game, that's going to be the first blowout loss of the year. So they're going to have to come ready for that one. Jimmy said early in the show, it's hard to imagine that they won't. It's probably a big national TV game. You got a big opponent on the other side. But they lost that game last year while they were playing amazing. And it's been a tough matchup for them the last couple of years here. Luka has just really damaged them in those matchups. So they're going to need quite a bit from Tatum in that one. Tatum's been kind of slumping a little bit overall from the field after like this red hot start.
After he had the night where Jalen sat and they were out down a bunch of guys and he scored 44 and he couldn't friggin' miss. Everything since then's been a little bit rockier for him.
Yeah.
Bobby, a little media tip for you. If you're going Wednesday, you want to get the best quote of the night, go find Mark Cuban. He usually is at these games. He will talk, and the reporters that know always look to find him. He'll be on the court area, but he'll talk about anything, and he always ends up with a good quote.
Has he hit on FTX? What's going on there?
He would absolutely hit on it if you asked him about it, but anything that you could spin into basketball related or just sports related, it's definitely worth chat. I mean, obviously, Mark Cuban's a billionaire, so cool guy to just chat with anyways, but if you get the opportunity, I would suggest pregame looking for him.
That's definitely a guy you want to meet.
He's fun. All right, we're going to wrap it up. We can't wait for Josue to wait for Tatum. It's been an hour, and that's okay. We've run out of stuff to talk about. We got two more games on Wednesday night. We'll be talking about the Mavericks, and Jimmy and I will be showing you some of our dishes, which we'll be cooking.
I don't know if we're going to be showing them.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know. I'll have to see what I'm finished with.
I'm cooking all day Wednesday, so I'm going to be taking timeouts from the Garden Report, running back, pulling pies out of the oven, show them to you guys, get your sense, what you guys think.
We'll get some Thanksgiving. Yeah, I mean, this is going
to
be one of those
shows. I might have to take that night off from the show. I'll be in with Tatum.
Yeah, hopefully they all want to get out early, though, because Thanksgiving's the next day. They all might want to have places to be and everything. It might not be a late locker room. But it'll be a Thanksgiving episode on Wednesday night. So if you think
I'm excited, this is my number one. I think you just can't beat this holiday.
What? Oh, okay. We'll get into it later. It's not for me, but
straight gluttony. It's almost disgusting. But like I still I like it because it's the first opportunity, to kind of do the whole people getting together thing, which is always fun.
It's so not the dead of winter yet.
Yeah. I like the vibe around Thanksgiving as a holiday on its own. It's just food. But whatever.
right. It's just
there's nothing else to it. You just get together and
obnoxious
amount
of food.
Obnoxious amount of food. Yeah.
We're gonna get a horrible football, though, more than we typically would. We get the Patriots on.
I can't believe I have to end my night watching that offense.
Yeah, that food that you eat, it's coming up. It's coming up. Be careful.
If it ends like the Jets game,
yeah, but 55 minutes and 55 seconds worth of nauseating football might put you to bed before you get there.
There were so many moments in that game, but this morning, like, all the Pats reporters took it right back to that first one. And that one was, like, the most perplexing of all. Like, right off the two weeks off, all this tinkering, you get out there, first play of the game, and boom, everybody's bum rushing in and Max on the ground. That was so weird. They're a mess on that end.
That's a mess. We'll talk about that later. But we're back on Wednesday. We got all the guys down at the Garden. Jimmy and I will be holding down the fort, cooking.
Good to be back. We're about to do seven straight games.
I'm actually going to be at my parents' house Wednesday night. So I'm going to be probably – you guys have ever seen me down in the basement back in the original seasons of this thing? I'm back, baby. I'm back in the basement. I'll be running up and down the stairs.
Get ready. Six Garden games coming up. Mavs, Kings, Wizards, Hornets, two against the Heat.
We don't.
And we're in Brooklyn.
We're like the Pats. No days off, guys. We'll be back. We're here. We're here Wednesday and Friday.
And Sunday. Sure,
so, and Sunday. So, yeah. So, we'll get more shows coming up. So, we will see you guys again before Thanksgiving. And we'll talk about Thanksgiving and wish you all happy holidays then. But until then, good night, guys. Thanks.